This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Here is a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 19 completed projects worth rupees 1,629 crore and lay the foundation for 25 new projects worth rupees 2,255 crore. With the foundation laying by the PM, work on ambitious projects such as the construction of an underpass road tunnel on the Varanasi-Lucknow Highway NH-31, construction of the MSME Unity Mall, a road bridge between Varanasi Ring Road and Sarnath, and flyover at Bhikaripur and Madwadi crossing will begin. The list of projects to be inaugurated by the Prime Minister include 132 rural drinking water schemes under the Jal Jeevan Mission by UP Jal Nigam Rural worth rupees more than 345 crore and several other projects. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isagar. He will also participate in a public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India stands as a shining example of progress in today's world of uncertainties. She made these remarks while speaking at the Slovakia-India Business Forum organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Bratislava yesterday. President Murmu noted that Slovakia is seeking skilled and hardworking professionals from abroad to help meet its workforce requirements.
Slovakia is looking for hard-working, skilled workers and professionals from overseas to help meet its workforce requirements. I am convinced that Indian talent can be a valuable partner in the economic progress of Slovakia. Bilateral trade between India and Slovakia has been growing steadily. In 2024, trade crossed 1.2 billion euros.
Later, the president addressed the Indian community in Bratislava. She said that India is growing through inspirational development. The president said by the end of this year, India will become the third largest economy in the world. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, immediately after his arrival in New Delhi yesterday evening. Following his successful extradition from the United States, Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, was taken for medical examination and was produced before the special NIA judge in Patiala House Court last night. The court sent him to 18 days custody of the National Investigation Agency. The U.S. State Department has reiterated its commitment to combating global terrorism in collaboration with India after the U.S. extradited Tahawur Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, to India. During a press briefing, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce stated that the U.S. has consistently supported India's efforts to hold those responsible for the attacks accountable.
The United States extradited Tahawur Hussain Rana to India for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. The United States has long supported India's efforts to ensure those responsible for these attacks are brought to justice. And as President Trump has said, the United States and India will continue to work together to combat the global scourge of terrorism.
In Bihar, rain-related incidents have claimed 58 lives during the past 24 hours. Heavy rains, high-speed winds and lightning wreaked havoc in the state, causing loss of life, widespread damage of property and crops. The highest number of casualties were reported from Nalanda district, where 22 people lost their lives due to uprooting of trees and collapse of walls. Casualties have been reported from Patna, Gopalganj, Munger, Samastipur, Jahanabad, Mujaffarpur, Araria, Begusarai and several other districts. Meanwhile, in UP, at least 22 people, including 5 women, lost their lives in rain-related incidents in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced 4 lakh rupees ex gratia to the family of the deceased. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 6 wickets. Today, Chennai Super Kings will face Kolkata Knight Riders at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news.